Welcome to Rocket Ship, the home of epic React Native content. I'm Simon Grimm, creator of Galaxies.dev, and today's guest is the man, the legend himself, the maker of Can It Be Done in React Native, William Gandillon. Thanks for joining me.
Hey, hi. Thank you for having me.
I'm so glad to finally have you on. I think you're one of the names I dropped at least 20 times during all the episodes because I always refer to you as the master in your series. So today we're a bit short on time, and therefore we're going to skip a bit of the introduction talk. We want to dive into React Native Skia because recently you had a great release about which we should talk. And in general, I feel like there's some mystery around React Native Skia, and I just want to like to learn the basics and how pretty much every React Native developer can get into Skia. So you're an independent developer, and everyone should, of course, check out your series on YouTube. But what are you currently working on? Just give us a quick background of what you're doing.
Yeah, I mean, so mainly at the moment, working in React Native Skia. I think we've done the release, and now that React Native Skia is stable, I think we really want like to focus on documentation. And like you said, like it feels like there is a lot of magic to it. And I think it's the past 2 years things were moving a lot, and we were still also trying to figure it out ourselves. But now we think that we really understand the picture precisely. So we want to document things better, like also maybe make more tutorials. Now that things are stable, I think like education is a strong focus going forward. And but also like we're working on some like pretty cool like technical stuff as well. Like with React Native Skia, there's lots of things I'm pretty excited about.
Yeah, yeah. Definitely. It looks amazing from the outside. And if you just know a tiny bit about what's going on in the inside, and maybe you can share just a bit of this, I think it's really incredible. But before we get into React Native Skia, I just want to take one step back, because understanding your React Native Skia, I think, means you also have to understand what Skia is. So could you explain what is Skia? Where is it actually coming from, and like what does it mean?
Yeah, so Skia is a 2D engine, and it's an open source project from Google. And it's famously used in Google Chrome, Android. So I think any
Flutter as well, I guess.
Yes. I mean, I guess now some parts of the rendering have been replaced on iOS and Android, but on Flutter Web, and I think it's still used to do some parts of the renderings, like text renderings and things like this. But yeah, like except for Impeller, which is a new rendering engine from Flutter, I think that any Google product that display pixels are done in using Skia. And so that's what Skia is. And I have to say, like we've received a lot of support from the team at Google who works on the project. A lot of things that we showed in the 1.0 release, they actually like helped us tremendously to be able to ship some of the features, mainly the Paragraph API stuff, where there were like some challenges to be able to ship the feature on iOS. Mm-hmm. And they've helped us tremendously to, So it's been fun. It's been fun working with the Skia team. The project is really fun, and
Yeah, that's interesting. I think I rarely touch Skia. I mean, I've tried Flutter a bit, and then it's used under the hood. But otherwise, I pretty much never used it. And I mean, it's interesting. If you watch some videos from like Theo, that's usually the thing he really shits on the most. Like, oh, they're using Skia. They're drawing pixel by pixel. This is the worst thing. And now we're bringing this to React Native. So tell me, why Skia for React Native, and why is it actually good?
Yeah, I think so. It's so funny because it's like two different ends of the spectrum. Where so in Skia, in Flutter, they display all the pixels, and the benefit is that you have control over all the pixels. But of course, the big downside is you cannot display native views. And so, I mean, the typical example is emojis, right? So, what do? You for each platform, you have to display the like the emoji font from the platform.
Yeah.
So some of the challenges are very hard. And us from in React Native, we come from the other side where we have access to all the native views. We don't have to play catch up with some of the stuff, but we don't have the full pixel control, and that's what React Native Skia brings. And it's interesting because we are really trying to almost meet in the middle, because on our side with React Native Skia, we try to give access now to the native views, and so you can apply effects on native views and capture the pixels of the native views, which on Android has some challenges. We went pretty far nowadays. We are still aware of some challenges, and we test it a lot. We have some, yeah, we use some private APIs of React Native on Android to be able to provide such features to access native views. So it's a bit awkward, and Flutter has the opposite problem where it's very awkward for them to be able to also display native views within the Flutter. So it's really interesting because, yeah, we really like coming from two different ends of the spectrum, and we have like different challenges. But the really cool thing about bringing Skia to React Native is really, you know, because we have the JavaScript, the JSX syntax, the React declarative model, I think we can really, really have fun providing like a nice declarative APIs for making 2D drawings. And even on web, so if you think about just also building graphic-intensive apps on webs, it's really nice to have this nice React composable model. And so finally, to have the two together, I think is quite fun.
Yeah, I think in that case, it really makes sense to like bring the best of Skia, which is in itself really interesting, like bringing the good parts to React Native and saying, okay, you don't have to like draw your tab navigation or your draw with React Native Skia, but maybe you want to do this cool animation that fills the screen and like you're breathing in or something is drawn with that at like the best possible way. So yeah, I definitely see how this is like the benefit that we can use. Now, in the past, I think you were bound a bit like in terms of performance by the bridge in React Native applications, because we all know there's like the bridge between native and our JavaScript thread. And if you send around like, I don't know how many thousand pixels, it's going to be like a very slow animation. How did you improve on that? What is like the internal of React Native Skia right now? I think you're using JSI or not JSI, C++. Like, just give us a glimpse of the internals of React Native Skia and how it can be so performant.
Yes. So we use JSI, so we can expose Skia object through C++ Skia objects to JavaScript. And it does come with like some challenges. So for instance, so we have these C++ objects, but you cannot pass a C++ object as a property to a React Native view, because here now you are bound to the bridge. I guess it's something that might change in a newer version of React Native, but at the moment that's not things that can be possible. So here we have to play some tricks to bind the native view to know, okay, I need these Skia objects, because this needs to happen somewhere else, like and also we have like experienced also some other challenges using the JSI API, which we really try to work around a bit. What's nice is that we really try to rely on as much as possible on existing infrastructure, so namely React Native, JSI, Reanimated. And what's been cool about this is that these infrastructures and libraries, they improve also over time. And as they improve, it also improves React Native Skia. And also, hopefully, we are able to communicate the use cases, the bottlenecks we experience. For instance, with the team at Software Mentions, the communication has been very tight, and we've been collaborating on lots of stuff. And so, you know, I was mentioning also the collaboration with Google, but so in the V1 announcement in the video, actually a lot of stuff that I showed, it's so thanks to some of the contributions that has been made from the Skia team, but also lots of contributions from Software Mentioned. So the reanimated integration, the migration to Fabric, the animation hooks. This came from, you know, talking with Christophe Maguera, and we had many meetings, and, you know, we made many iterations, and so a lot of stuff comes from collaboration with Software Mansion, and
Yeah, I mean, collaboration and working together, exchange between different companies is, I think, probably the thing that makes the whole React Native community work and outstanding. Like the companies involved, Meta, Microsoft, Shopify, just like a few names. It's incredible. And everyone's like pushing these and working on repositories. So
I agree.
That's certainly helpful.
I deeply agree. I think that's why I genuinely believe that. I mean, there are a lot of reasons. I think React and React Native is like very technically elegant. And like there are like some deep technical reasons, but also I think one of the reasons is because we have like this really rich collaboration between very heterogeneous industry players, and that's how we get these great technical solutions. Because I think if it's more like top to bottom, it's easy to end up with like really poor technical solutions, and So I couldn't agree more, yes.
I want to come back to your version 1 release in a minute. I just had one question because you brought it up. So speaking about reanimated, I know reanimated is also what came to me as a, like when I got started with React Native, like the first interaction of animations and moving things around on the screen. So what is like the connection between reanimated and React Native Skia? Do you actually have like a peer dependency or something, or can these packages work completely independent?
Yeah. So that's a great question. So the two packages are completely independent. So you will always be able to use Skia without reanimated. But if you don't, you won't be able to get very far. Which is fair, which I think is the same for any other React Native project. So we got started, so first because we used GSI to build React Native Skia, we were not sure about how to do animations. Because if you think a module like React Native SVG, they use the shadow nodes, reanimated, that's exactly what it's for, animating the shadow nodes, so the story is clear. React Native Skia, we built this GSI API. It's using its own React renderer. We were not sure what was the story regarding animations. And again, this is where we worked with Software Mansion to figure it out and to make an integration between the two. So that was like the first step. But now we are like digging much further than just simple integration. So in React Native Skia, all the resources are shared on the same thread, so meaning the UI thread, because we display on the UI thread. And reanimated is great to execute code on the UI thread. So now we use it to make some sort of instrumentation, like to create textures. So textures are like images that can be animated and shared multiple times across different on-screen canvas. And so there is lots of interesting things we can start doing because reanimated provides us with a way to execute code on the UI thread. So not a hard dependency, but if you have it, you can go much further. And also the animation hooks. So we've experienced some bottlenecks with using GSI. And so we know how to write code, animation code in GSI, so it's fast. But what we want to do is to hide the implementation details to the user. Don't think about how it should be done. We provide you a hook behind the scene. We make sure it's as fast as possible. And again, here we use Reanimated to do some of the instrumentation. And so again, not a hard dependency, but it's like the next level if you want to have fun with the React Native Skia.
Yeah, I mean it's fair to say. And you just said something, things you can't do otherwise. I think that brings us to an interesting question. So what can I do with React Native Skia that I couldn't do otherwise? I would really like to get somewhat practical here. So maybe we can do like two or three little examples of like what's possible. Maybe starting with something. What is an easy thing I can integrate with React Native Skia that I probably couldn't do otherwise?
Yeah, I think that's a great question. I think, so what we're familiar with is like things like, for instance, React Native SVG. And so you can do some paths and you can have like some fancy gradients, some simple gradients. As soon as you want to use like other capabilities, so for instance, a shader, so to have like a more advanced gradient, you want an Angular gradient, you want to program the gradient yourself using Pod, you're going to use Skia. If you want to do, so if you think about Figma, and right, I think you, I assume you use Figma and all the graphical capabilities it has that you won't find in SVG, Skia does. So for instance, paths operations. So in Figma, you can have like two paths and you can like subtract them, intersect them, apply Boolean operations on it. You can do the same in Skia. You can do shadows. You can have multiple shadows, multiple strokes, multiple fields. You can have, the fields can be quite advanced gradients. You can have angular gradient, you name it. So these are things you can do in Skia. In fact, I think the concept Figma, Skia map like very, very well. So I would say if you get like a React Native design from a designer in Figma and you're like, oh, how should I do this in SVG? Most likely it's doable in React Native Skia.
Yeah, can it be done in React Native is the right question.
Yeah.
Okay, so these are like easy entry ways. What is on the other end of the spectrum if we're talking about like more advanced examples of React Native Skia? Maybe you know about some actual big apps using React Native Skia. Are there like examples that people can check out? Maybe I'm actually using one of these applications and you know about it.
I think the developer who has built the most impressive, I mean, there are two people, I mean, there are many people, but two come to mind right now. It's Diane Moon on Twitter. I don't know if you follow him. He's building like some really interesting and very creative examples in React Native Skia. And
is he building like a game or something?
Yes, I think so at the moment.
Yeah, I will put this in the show notes. I think yes. I saw it before.
And Enzo Mangano is also, which I know you know him very well, is also building some interesting example. And what's exciting about React Native Skia, because now that you know that you have like the full capabilities, you can look at communities outside React Native to find examples, because now you know that you're able to do it because we offer you all the primitives. So you can go, you know, people, for instance, there is this famous library called p5.js. And there are tons of tutorials and people building incredible examples and lots of creative examples with it. And now you know that you can look at such examples and easily migrate them to React Native Skia. Or any, you know, people like who do generative programming, things like this. So that's the kind of exciting. If you look at the coding train, so any tutorial is showing, now you can apply in React Native. So that's the exciting part, is that now you can go outside the community to look at interesting examples, things that could be done, and so on.
Oh, nice. I wasn't aware of that. So is the syntax somewhat similar? I was just checking out p5.js and some examples. I mean, it doesn't look exactly how I envision the Skia code. So
the concept
like...
are the same. So if I look at like a p5.js tutorial, I'm like, yeah, okay, I know how to map this concept. But yeah, to go back also maybe to the first point we discussed earlier, now it's also maybe time for us to document React Native Skia a little bit better, make more tutorials so people, to lower the barrier to entry and so people can map also this concept themselves more easily. But yeah.
I will certainly do my best myself to jump in that as well. I think my channel has exactly zero tutorials about React Native Skia, so I will definitely work on this. This is my promise to you. over the next, at least, let's say next 2 months, I'm going to release something about React Native Skia. Because, and that brings us back to your latest release, By the way, I highly recommend everyone check it out. I will put a link in the notes. William and his team, they're doing the best videos. Like, it's Apple quality, probably. The first was, I think, Back to the Web, and then Now It's Time to Fly. They were both incredible. But tell me more about, because we're short on time, tell me more about Time to Fly and version 1 at Skia. What's new and, what's exciting?
So the Paragraph API text layout, this was one of the most requested feature. This is actually an interesting topic because if you think about 2D graphics, having some text, think about a blank screen on a device with some like text written centered. Mm-hmm. It's like the most expected use case. That's what feels the simplest thing to show. But if you think about a 2D engine, that's actually the hardest by far use cases. Even though it looks so simple, it's way harder than any fancy, shader you'll see. And it's actually, there's a lot of literature of why these things are actually incredibly hard to... I mean, I could mention some of them, but, each letter is like a path. You need to cache each of the path, like using an atlas. Then you need to find the order of each letter, doing the layout. So also in React Native Skia, you don't have layouts. It's like SVG, right? There is no composition.
Yeah.
But in text, suddenly you do have layouts. So, and there is a great blog article called, and we should definitely link to it. It's called Text Rendering Hates You. And it's a famous blog entry that mentions like all the challenges to do text layouts. And it's really interesting if you're interested on the topic. So we're really happy to finally have this. And it was really hard for us to ship this feature on iOS due to some limitations with internationalization, which have been solved. And then we showed the animation hooks. So like I said, we want to hide lots of, make zero cost abstraction. We hide the implementation details. We give you some hooks behind the scenes. We take care of making sure everything is up to the snuff. And the Atlas API, so we showed these fancy examples which to draw very large scenes. And also that was a common request where people now they start, they do examples where you have a lot, like thousands and thousands of elements. Mm-hmm. And so we want to provide APIs so you can like in a single draw call being able to execute complex scenes. And we showed the React Native Scotty package done by Margelo. So Margelo also contributed a lot of things to React Native Skia. And you can use it if you have performance issues with React Native Loti. You can use it as a dropping replacement package. So these were some of the novelties.
Yeah, I think it's incredible. And just to be clear, this is now version 1. This is the stable version 1 release.
Stable, okay.
So to wrap it up, what's the best way, the easiest way for people today to get into React Native Skia? Because I think with version 1, you said it's stable. I think we should all get our hands on it.
Yes.
And I feel like, to be honest, some of your tutorials, like it's magic, like what you're doing later and all these things, it looks very complicated. So what is the easiest way for people to get started right away?
Yes, I think the documentation, and in the documentation, we have a page where we list all the tutorials from Diane, from Enzo, myself. So you will find all the, and it's like sorted by categories, so depending on the topic. And the documentation is a work in progress, but also, if you go through the documentation, you're confused, you're upset maybe also, go on GitHub and, put an issue. Right now it's a very hot topic for us. So, I think, directly from the documentation page, you can like file an issue or something. So that's definitely, and we will improve. And so that would definitely be how, like the way to go.
Awesome. So I know you got to leave soon. So thank you so much for taking the time, William.
No, thank you so much. That was
it was great. A pleasure getting some insights into React Native Skia. And I would love to bring you back in the future so we can do like a bit more technical stuff about React Native Skia if people are interested. Just to wrap it up, where can people find more about you or anything you want them to look at?
Yeah, I think React Native Skia, I'm also available on Twitter, YouTube, and yeah.
Awesome. I'm going to put everything in the show notes, all the links we discussed, and I will hopefully catch you next time. So Perfect. Have a great day, and thanks for joining me, William.
Thank you. See you.
Bye.
Tschüss.